Of course, I'm saddened to hear about his death, but I find his life equally sad. This is a man who won the Moscow competition at a young age, and it happened at a very sensitive time politically. This was when the Cold War, when the tensions of the Cold War were very high. And of course, overnight, he became not only a renowned pianist, but a heroic political figure in this country. He came back and he was actually worshipped as a political figure. And there is a certain danger that comes with the pressure and the stress of an overwhelming celebrity. It isolates you. It can get in the way of your artistic development. You have to attend all sorts of functions. You find your picture on the front cover of national magazines. And he, for a while, was playing. He played very beautifully. His repertoire was quite limited. It was, you know, the romantics, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Chopin. And then he slipped into alcoholism and started fading away from the scene. At the same time, wealthy Texans, he was from Fort Worth, the oil-rich state, was interested in perpetuating his image, and they established the famous Van Cliburn competition. And while the competition has become an internationally recognized institution, the man whose name it was bearing was just beginning to disappear from the scene. So you have a very peculiar situation of an institution that overtook the reputation of the man himself. There is no chamber music at all, and there's no collaboration with other musicians. You know, if you isolate yourself like this, the chances of growing at a certain point when you don't have a teacher anymore, the only chance to continue to develop is to interact with colleagues and stimulate one another, challenge one another. And this did not happen with him. We don't hear of disciples. You don't hear of master classes. There was no sense of continuity of an artist reinventing himself regularly, constantly, and eventually became a hermit. Lived in the gilded mansion with 9 Steinway pianos in the house. But as far as the world was concerned, it was just the Van Cliburn competition.
We know of his contribution politically. What of his musical contributions? It sounds like what you're describing is almost like a classical one-hit wonder, if you will.
Yeah, it was an overnight smashing success, which was probably too much for him to actually fulfill or realize. And for a couple of years, it worked, and then just petered off.